And that was difficult.
Yeah, for sure, for a politician.
Yes.
Sometimes, though, there was despair, I think. When you were very ill, you believed you were going to die, and I wonder how you tried to prepare yourself for death.
Well, you know, it happened the other way around, because my body just escaped from my control, in a sense. I couldn't... It wasn't me anymore. And I would look to myself and I would say, oh, that's not me, you know. And I don't have a mirror or something to just look at my face, which I suppose was horrible. I was shocked when I saw the picture of me, because I didn't know that I was like that, you know. Yes, so I was shocked.
You look great when you came out.
Yes.
People were surprised. You look great.
Yes, but you know what? I think that I'll tell you something about that. I really believe it was a miracle, that face of ours when we came out, because I don't know how I looked before, but I know how my companions looked. And when I saw this picture about all of us, and I just focused on all of one by one. I would see William, my friend, which was my savior. He was the nurse that brought me back to life when I was very sick. So I had William, I had Marulanda, I had Bermeo, I had Artiaga, I had all of them. And I could see their faces. And I remember seeing that picture, and I thought, oh my God, they have angel faces. They are so different from the faces we had when we were there. The consciousness of freedom transformed our faces. That's something that it's something I can tell you, because it's a testimony.
I never felt suicidal, but there were times when I felt that death would be a kind of release. Did you see it in that way?
Yes.
Like a great sleep that would end everything?
Or perhaps not a great sleep, because I could foresee that it could be painful. But yes, and I'll tell you also something, I was suicidal. I think that what prevented me from doing it was the voice of my mother every morning. On the radio we heard messages.
Tremendously important for
yes.
both of us, those radios.
Oh yes.
Everything.
Did you had messages from your family?
Yeah, I heard my mum and dad once on the radio, and they once let me see television in their room, and it was the most extraordinary thing to be surrounded by kidnappers and see my father making a very dignified statement. It was one of the most powerful moments of my life.
Did they allow you to be alone where you had to go to the restroom?
I was lucky in that way. I could go to the bathroom. In one prison, briefly, I had to always ask for that, and that's an undignified thing, of course. But
you could shut the door.
I could, yeah.
Could
you didn't have that. No.
That was,
it's amazingly important, that, isn't
yes.
it?
You know, they forced us. It was like they always opened a space, and they would dig a hole, and we had to go there, and it was in an open space. Everybody could see. So for me, I always was trying to find a tree.
All right, you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver. My name's Steve Edge. This is a belated edition of the Saturday Edge. They told me the Student Union building wouldn't be unlocked until 9 a.m. this morning, so I breeze in at 8:45 and it's open. Here we go, the Saturday Edge. And I believe we may have a... that's better. I believe we may have a problem. only an expert can deal with this problem. Yes, we do have a bit of a problem with the phone lines. But anyway, hope you enjoy the show. This is the annual Christmas edition. It's not quite Christmas yet, but it's pretty darned close. Thank you.
se de patera, na metade do caminho aparece um rescate, uma lancha de aduanas. É de Guatemala para Guatepior, não escapa ninguém de tanto control. É de Guatemala para Guatepior, não escapa ninguém de tanto control. Fixeche la ben, e fixeche la boa, non nos deixan en paz, nen é noite boa. E fixeche la boa, e fixeche la ben, que nos deixen en paz para o ano que ven. A virse máis o virutas, miran onde se deita. Non hai sitio nas pousadas e ocupan un portal. Dous anciños de paisano van facer o desaloxo. E de Guatemala para Guatepior non escapa ninguén de tanto control. E de Guatemala para Guatepior non escapa ninguén de tanto control. E fixeche la ben, e fixeche la boa, non nos deixan en paz, nen é noite boa. E fixeche la boa, e fixeche la ben, que nos deixen en paz para o ano que ven. Por entre mentas os magos seguen en comisaría, problemas de papéis, fartos de ver a policía. Aquí no canto da Europa, non che todo cousa linda. Que de Guatemala para Guatepior non escapa ninguén de tanto control. Que de Guatemala para Guatepior non escapa ninguén de tanto control. Fixeche la ben, e fixeche la boa, non nos deixan en paz, nen é noite boa. E fixeche la boa, e fixeche la ben, que nos deixan en paz para o ano que ven.
Shutera from the Putumayo World Christmas CD, O Cometido. Before that was Winter Harp, Vancouver Combo, Rio Rio Chiu, a traditional South American Christmas tune from their album Christmas Nights. And before that was Anna Valandnorli from Norway, Kling no Klokka, which is about the Feast of St. Lucia, which is all about light, and celebrated about a week ago, I think, in Scandinavian countries. Again, from the Putumayo World Christmas. And we started off with our theme tune, of course, Music for a Found Harmonium, Patrick Street, the Irish Times album. It's about 6 minutes past nine here on CITR. I'm going to try and talk fast, like the Chipmunks, because we're late starting. We're going to speed up. But no, just we got an abbreviated show this week because they told me the building was locked. I'm not entirely sure they were being entirely honest, but that's life, you know. I trudged out here, irrespective of that, and got here early, and lo and behold, the door was open. So anyway, we're happening Now we've got a traditional Christmas carol from the northwest of Spain. This is Carlos Núñez, brilliant piper and flute and whistle player, and from the album Celtic Christmas, which came out a few years back on Windham Hill. This is a Galician carol. We'll follow that with a Breton carol from the brand-new Lorena McKennitt recording, A Midwinter Night's Dream, on CITR 101.9 FM and www.citr.ca. Welcome. Thanks for joining me. Melly Cliffmouth. Thank you.
Här var det gran, här var det gran, finaste i stan till doppare dan. Ensam och stor, sista som går, 100 hugg det är i år. Pengar blir det, nu ska vi se, och 99 gav mig 303 kronor i år. Sista som går, här var kallt om ben och lår. Min lilla gran, så grön och fin, du luktar gott som terpentin. Vill ingen ha dig, får jag alla ta dig, som rövat bort dig ur skogen din. Min lilla gran, så smal och ful, kom ta en vals med knallehjul. Här har du knallen med glada trallen, och han har penningar och häst i skjul. Kyla är svår, vintern i år, han kom väl till jul så vitt jag förstår. Här var det gran, sista i stan, dagen före doppardagen. Natta blir kall, bra i så fall att maten står i Pelle Janischa stall. Hästen mår gott, hö har hon fått, jag la dit en extra tott. Min lilla gran, så grön och fin, du luktar gott som terpentin. Vill ingen ha dig, får ju alla ta dig, som rövat bort dig ur skogen din. Min lilla gran, så smal och ful, kom ta en vals med knallehjul. Här har du knallen med glada trallen, och han har penningar och häst i skjul. Snart kölar vi hem till Sofie, här blir längre än det brukar och bli. Jag har fått nog, slutar mitt knog, hinner inte gå på krog. Nu tror Sofie, sitter han i mjuka soffan och serverader blir av servitris. Men som surpris kör jag nykter hem precis. Min lilla fru, du är så söt, nu är det jul, du kokar gröt. Du höll på knallen med glada trallen, när alla trodde han var ett nöt. Min lilla fru, vi kommer snart, nu kör vi hem, jag vill ha mat. Och här är grana om du vill hana, och här 300 kronor som jag spart.
Christmas Tree Seller's Waltz from Treacle from Sweden, from the album Winter Songs on Northside Records. Before that was Lorena McKennitt, brand new CD from her. It's called A Midwinter Night's Dream. It's on Quinlan Road Records. And that was a Breton carol, a Galician carol before that from Carlos Nunez from Galicia, would you believe? An album called Celtic Christmas that came out on Windham Hill a few years ago. This is the Saturday Edge, the Edge on Folk annual Christmas special. My name's Steve Edge. I'll be with you till 12 noon today. We got into the station late today. For some reason, the building was locked, so they told me. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the BBC World Service overnight. My goodness. There's a lot of interesting stuff on there, very educational. Right, we're going to carry on in an international vein, but we're going to Hawaii via Scotland in this track. This, thanks to Paul Norton from Code Blue here at CITR, his annual Christmas compilation CD he gave me last week at the Paperboys gig. Comes in very handy. It's called Dandy Ditties for December. I don't know where he got this track from, but it's great. It's Katie Tunstall, one of my favourite singers, and a Hawaiian Christmas song, Mele Kalikimaka, which is about as close as you can get to Christmas in the Hawaiian language, which has very few consonants. And Kanikimaka is as close as you can get to Christmas. And this is the closest edition of the Edge on Folk that you can get to Christmas. And thereby hangs the thin thread of continuity.
Merry Christmas to you. Menigalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that they send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, sunshine by day and all the stars at night. Menigalikimaka is the wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
I'm gonna find a way.
Yeah, I'll be home.
40 below. Let me tell you, people, I have never seen so much snow. Everywhere, nothing but white. I knew I wasn't gonna make it home tonight, no. What I had to do, I've done it before. I put my cruise control on, took my foot off the floor. Cajun music, volume up. My recycled coffee in my recycled cup. I got Louisiana mind, Louisiana mind, Louisiana mind. You hit East Texas, roll to the line. Everybody wants to go Louisiana mind. Everybody wants to go Louisiana man. Everybody wants to go Louisiana man. Everybody wants to go Louisiana man. Kinda hungry, wanted something to eat. But when I saw the Husker sign, my heart sank to my feet. I didn't want fried frozen or dead. I didn't wanna have to choose between the white or the brown bread. Waitress, can you help me please? I need something to taste just like a bayou breeze. She smiled at me, said, Rick, you're in luck. We got crawfish pie, gonna fill you up. Louisiana mine, Louisiana mine, Louisiana mine. Red beans and rice so fine. Everybody wants to go Louisiana mine. Everybody wants to go Louisiana mine. Everybody wants to go Louisiana mine. Everybody wants to go Louisiana mine.
Hey, they wanna go. Hey, they wanna go.
Moment on Mississippi moon, there were truckers and loggers singing Dust My Broom. Me, I'm up on a farm mic, a tabletop, making guitar from an old dust mop, y'all. So if you ever get chilly when the cold wind blows, and keeping yourself warm is making you old, I got ideas, here's my advice. Take what you got and give it Creole spice. Get Louisiana mine, Louisiana mine, Louisiana mine. Yeah, get East Texas, roll to the line. Everybody wants to go Louisiana mine. Red beans, rice so fine. Everybody wants to go Louisiana mine. Everybody wants to go Louisiana mine. Everybody wants to go Louisiana mine. Everybody wants to go Louisiana mine.
That's a brand new CD, a collaboration between veteran Canadian songwriters David Essig and Rick Scott, both of whom were born in the States but lived most of their lives in Canada. And they got together because they live on the same island. And Rick would sort of walk down the road to David's place, which has a studio in it, and they worked on a whole bunch of songs together. That one's called Louisiana Mind, a Rick Scott original. And sound advice, and we need that sort of advice, you know, because it is blooming cold out here. And I don't know whether it's a victim of the weather or if it's just a victim of plastic fatigue or whatever, but our telephone system isn't working. We've got a hybrid unit here which allows us to put phone calls on the air, and it died, and that basically kills all the phone lines. So you can't phone me this morning. However, if you do wish to communicate, you can try email. Just email steveedge@folk.com. That's all one word. with all the E's in it, Steve Edge on folk at telus.net. And, you know, if it's urgent, you know, I'll try and get it. So it's the only way you can reach me today. I'm not going to give out the cell phone number. So Steve Edge on folk at telus.net. And I'll see if there's any way that we can communicate with each other. Otherwise, it's just going to be one way from me to you with love for Christmas. There you go. Katie Tunstall started that set with Meli Kalikimaka. Thanks to Paul Norton from Code Blue here at CITR for digging up some really interesting Christmas ditties. And he gives out presents to some of the other DJs here at CITR. And he thought, if he gave it to me this week, I wouldn't get a chance to play it. So he gave it to me last week, and there you go. Probably have another track from that before the end of the show. Thanks, Paul. And also in there was Erin Neville, another great singer, from an album strangely titled Best of Christmas, Louisiana Christmas Day. I've got a feeling that might have come from Paul as well, but a few years back, I'm not sure, but it's a great song. Right. Well, we've had a bit of a winter theme, and we're not sticking totally with the Christmas thing, but we cannot let this show go by without commenting and lamenting the passing of very, very influential guitarist Davy Graham. Passed away this week. This is the guy that, he really did start the guitar sort of fascination at the tail end of the folk revival at the end of the 50s into the 60s. He was the guy, he was the pioneer that Martin Carthy, John Renbourn and Bert Jansch and everybody else in the British folk scene sort of followed. And he was a man with, I'd like to say with big ears, because he would listen to music from all over the world and bring them all together into some very interesting collaborations. He did a very powerful album with Shirley Collins as well, called Folk Roots, Folk Roots. And Shirley Collins spent a lot of time with Alan Lomax and Long John Baldry travelling around the States collecting folk songs, which not many people know about that. I wish I could have talked to Long John Baldry a bit more about that. Fascinating. But anyway, David Graham, he wrote this tune that everybody associates with Bert Jansch and or John Renbourn. It's called Angie, but Davy wrote it, and here's his version of it. And when you're hearing these great guitar masters, remember Davy Graham, passed away this week. Thank you.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. The peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell. And eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. And I saw him and threw his disguise. I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, lead your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be hail and all hell. The Christmas we get we deserve. We'll be right back.
Alison Brown from a couple of albums, actually, from A Winter's Eve, which was a compilation album, came out on Compass Records a few years ago. And it's also on her new album, Evergreen, on Compass Records. That's Carol of the Kings, a whole bunch of Christmas tunes there played in that very, very fine, laid-back banjo style by the Alison Brown Quartet. And before that was, of course, Greg Lake, I Believe in Father Christmas. Well, don't we all? And the late, brilliant, highly influential, perhaps the most influential guitarist, Davy Graham, passed away this week. And his original tune from his Folk Blues and Beyond LP, Angie, passed away this week, Davy Graham. All right, we're going to have another famous British band here. This is Jethro Tull from their Christmas album. And this is another good medley of Christmas carols as well. This is Holly Herald. And we'll follow that with a different version of Here We Come A-Wassailing. Thank you. Oh, those harmonies. The Roaches from their album We Three Kings and Christmas Passing Through. Before that, we heard Steve Shush and the Night Heron Consort. Here We Come A-Wassailing from the Putumayo World Christmas. And Jethro Tull, the Jethro Tull Christmas album, Holly Herald. 5 to 10 here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Live on the net, also streamed, well, you can podcast, rather. You can download podcasts later. We're streamed live. You can listen to us anytime. And we like being everywhere. That's kind of what CITR is all about. And we got problems with the phone lines this morning, so if you want to communicate, just drop me an email. It is working. It's kind of bizarre. I'm sitting here at CITR. I'm getting an email from Kiona, my assistant, in England. She's relayed an email to her from CBC Radio, where Cheryl McKay's doing North by Northwest, requesting a track by Danu that she can play this morning. So then I get... I forward an email that I got from Michael Vian of Co-op Radio that he sent me yesterday with the links, sent that back to Cheryl McKay, and she's just sent me an email back, invite me onto her show next week. So tune in next Saturday morning, 7 o'clock. I'll be there 7 till 8 on CBC AM. And they'll come up here for the 9 o'clock or earlier start. It's all go, you know. It's amazing. But the internet's working. So if you want to drop me an email, steveedgeonfolk@telus.net. That's steveedgeonfolk, all one word, at telus.net. And I'll be able to reply to it or respond to it. But I can't do anything with the phones because they are not working. Anyway, right. Moving on. Julie Kerr. Now, she's a singer from the Kootenays, and she's in a band called Widowmaker with her partner Craig Korth, brilliant, brilliant multi-instrumentalist. But she put a solo album out this year as well called Deeper Still, and this is a song called It's Christmas Time, and then a very, very fine new song for the season, or relatively new because it's written by the late Dave Carter, but it's a brilliant song. It's called American Noel, and then we'll follow that with a Canadian equivalent. On CITR, The Edge on Christmas, Julie Kerr.
Got to dress warm, it's not so hard. It seems so fine this time of year. You know that hockey puck is sliding straight into third gear. I got everything I wanted and more today. And family, those crazy games we play. It's better than any gift could be. You know, it doesn't really matter what's under that tree. It's Christmas time, and the season is so fine. It's Christmas time. By the fire, roasting mallows for the players when we get too tired. I know the greatest gift for her today would be for us to stay here like this every single day. Now it's time to ring the chain of a brand new year. wipe away all the dry your tears. So many good things come to me. Let's make some more hot chocolate and watch the tree. It's Christmas time.
Through the cold, lost on some big city street with no place warm to go. They are looking for a manger or a sign in the lights, but they're a long way from Bethlehem tonight. But they heard about a savior and a preacher in the park who will camp with the homeless where they shiver in the dark. He'll deliver salvation to the weary and the cold, and he'll bring joy, joy, joy to the wandering soul. The cleaning lady sighs as she closes up the gate, 'cause this job don't quite pay the bills and she's always working late. All in a moment comes a light from above. It's an angel speaking words of joy and love. And he tells her of a savior and a preacher in the park who will camp with the homeless under bridges in the dark. He'll deliver salvation to the weary and the cold. He'll bring joy, joy, joy to the wandering soul. Register reads all full up and the clerk thinks just as well. But out in the tool shed, round an old Coleman lamp, a little family makes its meager camp. And the wise men bring presents and the angels gather round. The cleaning lady slips in through the door without a sound, and an old black dog looks on with the rest at the little babe upon his mother's breast. And there comes a savior and a preacher in the park, and he camps with the homeless where they shiver in the dark. He delivers salvation to the weary and the cold, and he brings joy, joy, joy to the wandering soul. And he brings joy, joy, joy to the wandering soul.
Was ale all over the town. Our cup is white and our ale is brown. But huddled on this iron grate, We poor and hungry curse our fate. No wassailable for such as these, no turkey scraps, no ale nor cheese. It's Christmas Eve, our heart's desire is a bottle of gin and a trash can fire. Good Christian mind, as home you go, with dreams of holly and mistletoe, that the holly bears a dreadful thorn for those who wake to a frozen dawn. No wassailable for such as these, no turkey scraps, no ale nor cheese. This Christmas Eve, our heart's desire is a bottle of gin and a trash can fire. Oh, where is he, that holy child, once born of Mary, meek and mild? And with her peace, goodwill to men, now and forevermore, amen. No wassailable for such as these, no turkey scraps, no ale nor cheese. This Christmas Eve, our heart's desire is a bottle of gin and a trash can fire. In reginentiatrio, pray pause a while at pleasure's door and sup some sorrow with the poor. No wassailable for such as these, no turkey scraps, no ale nor cheese. This Christmas Eve, our heart's desire is a bottle of gin and a trash can fire. Was ale all over the town. Our cup is white and our ale is brown. This cold and hunger, pain and care, sweet Jesus Christ, it's hard to bear.
Ian Robb, Shelley Posen and Anne Downey, otherwise known as Finest Kind, from Ottawa, from the album Heart's Delight, The Homeless Wassail. And before that, American Noel, from the late, brilliant Dave Carter, from an album called Wonderland, A Winter Solstice, on Signature Sounds, and I believe he's got it out on his own album as well now, American Noel. But of course, Dave sadly, tragically passed away a few years back. But his surviving partner, Tracy Grammer, is still releasing his songs, still recording his songs, and still touring and keeping the flag flying. Very interesting. Before that was Julie Kerr from Calgary, and her solo album, Deeper Still. It's Christmas time. Indeed it is, just about. And here's a weather forecast for you from Shetland. This is the Boys of the Lock from their album Midwinter Night's Dream to Cold Nights of Winter. It's going to be blooming cold tonight, I think. And I'll follow that with some more Irish music from Karen Casey and Niall Valerie and Robbie Overson. And then some music from Danu of a brand new CD, and Nola Ganeran, An Irish Christmas, and they're in town tonight at the St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th Avenue. Saw them last night in session at the Wolf and Hound on Broadway, and they're in fine form. I tell you, it's amazing that they're here. And no thanks to their car rental company in Calgary. Apparently the only province in Canada which forbids the rental of cars which are not fully equipped with proper tyres and stuff for the season is Quebec. Fair play to Quebec. Bad marks against Alberta and BC for not making sure these boys had got proper wheels, because they didn't have any snow tyres, no chains. And they made their way from Calgary to here via Edmonton and Fort St. John and Kamloops. And that's a pretty scary drive in the summer. And it's ridiculous in the winter with no snow tyres. But they're here by a series of amazing miracles. So come and celebrate them and get them to buy you a lottery ticket or something, because these people are well blessed, I tell you. So come and see them tonight at the St. James Hall. There are tickets still available through the Rogue website, roguefolk.bc.ca. You can also call the Rogue hotline, 604-736-3022. And there's still tickets available at High Life Records on the drive, as far as I know, and Rufus's Guitar Shop at 10th and Alma. And there'll be some tickets left at the door as well. It's not supposed to snow till midnight, so you'll be home by then. Right. So check it out, because this is a very special concert. And that's at the end of this set here. We'll have a track from Danu. First up, the Boys of the Lock and Karen Casey on CITR. The Edge on Christmas. It is coming.
on this bright winter's day. Herds of shadows, they cross your eyes. Wars are waging, there's no disguise.
Danu from their brand new CD, and Nola Ganeran, An Irish Christmas. apples in winter and the frost is all over. Certainly is. And Danu in town tonight, the final date of their Canadian tour, their miracle tour of Canada. And they're at the St. James Hall at 3214 West 10th Avenue at 8 o'clock. I'll have some more from them in a moment. Karen Casey before that from the very best of Celtic Christmas on Windham Hill on a winter's day. What a beautiful song that is. And the Boys of the Lock from their classic album, A Midwinter Night's Dream, or De Day Dawn as it was first released, on The Cold Nights of Winter, The Blue Yow and Christmas Spirit. And that's one of the best of the Christmas albums, actually, I must say. Very, very good seasonal album, mostly from Shetland, lots of Scottish and Shetland Viking traditions. Very nicely, carefully explained in that as well. Great, great album, The Boys of the Lock. You're listening to the Saturday Edge, The Edge on Folk on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Cable 101.9 as well, and www.citr.ca, streamed live to the internet. Also, podcasts will be available later. And thanks for joining me. I hope you're enjoying the show, getting ready for Christmas and all that sort of stuff. Really get into the spirit of it at the Danu concert tonight. I was talking about the miracle of their being here, because they had some pretty scary times on those roads. But they are here, and I had my own little Christmas miracle yesterday. I looked out the window, and I thought, that's a Christmas fairy. It was a hummingbird right outside the window in the snow. Bright green hummingbird, red breast, long beak.